Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
What would you do if that was your husband and all of a sudden he said, you know, can I wear your clothes? Do you mind if I, you know, wear women's clothes? I kind of want to bring out the feminine side of me, and then maybe that's what he's thinking. I don't know what he's thinking. But her argument is, look, if that's your float, your boat, that's fine. But I married a man. I don't want him dressing up in women's clothes. I married a man, a man's man. Now, her maid is saying that she should support him if she loves him. She talks to my friend about it, and she thinks I'm being completely unfair. If I truly love him, he should be allowed to dress whatever way he wants and express himself. I don't know. Mickey, hi, how are you doing?
Good to talk to. How are you? From a cold and wet Donegal.
Oh, is it? It rains in Donegal quite a lot, in fairness, Mickey.
And obviously we still haven't got our internet sorted yet, but sure, that's for another conversation.
Right.
It's funny enough, played while the thing that was going on. I played it to my missus out in the kitchen and she was looking at me sideways, and then I asked her, I says, well, what do you reckon if I asked you to do that? He says, I'll tell you to get the fuck out of the house. And I would agree with her because we kind of had a little conversation before, obviously, his ring, and she says, no, there's obviously a deep fetish involved there or something. If he's wanting to do it out in public and all, he's obviously getting some kind of thrill from it. Or else he wants to be a transvestite, one or the other.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, she did say, I thought maybe it was more of just a sexual fetish. And to be honest, I would have been fine with that. In other words, if he wanted to do it just in the bedroom, bit of role play.
Privately in the bedroom, yeah.
She'd have been okay with it. I still think that's a bit weird. But however, she'd be okay with it. You know what I mean?
It's funny because, I'll tell you, just before then I got the phone call, when I got the text about it from your team, I just walked into the kitchen and I said to my missus, I said, what's the story? Can I stick on one of your dresses? She looked at me. She says, what? I said, can I stick on one of your dresses there if you look wearing it around the house tonight? And her jaw kind of dropped and she looked at me and I says, look, and I explained that it was coming onto the show. And she says, yeah, I thought that now you're there.
You'd be out the door. You'd be kicked out.
Feminine. No, well, it wasn't even that. She says, no, you don't have any of them feminine traits. She says, you're too one of them man's man to do something like that.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. When a woman marries a man, she marries him for a reason. It's a kind of social contract. And when you marry somebody, you marry somebody because of what they are and who they are. So, you know, I'm married to a woman. She's very much a woman. I couldn't imagine her suddenly tomorrow wanting to wear... Now, mind you, there's a slightly difference between women wearing men's clothes because men's clothes tend to be unisex.
Obviously,
But you know, if she wanted to go around, you know, wearing lumberjack shorts and dungarees or something like that.
And an old strap-on fucking...
Whatever. Yeah, I didn't go into that far. It would be very... You'd be saying to yourself, well, hold on. I didn't marry a woman who wanted to be a man. I married a woman.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, well, hang on. Stay there, Mickey. Let me just go to Billy as well. Billy, hi. How are you?
Hey, and I, how are you keeping?
It's a kind of interesting one, very in vogue, but it is interesting. But I mean, Billy, I don't know. Are you married, Billy? Yeah, you are.
No, not married. Not married. No.
Okay.
I was just going to say, though, Niall, your man's been lying to his wife for how long now?
12 years.
You know, 12 years.
Yeah, they're married 7. Yeah, together 12.
Married, lying to your wife for 7 years, lying to your partner. For
I know
12.
Somebody. I know somebody who did that.
How long has he been walking around in her clothes when she's not at home?
Yeah, probably. I'm aware of somebody who did exactly this, by the way. Now, he didn't tell the wife until she caught him, but he was with her for 15 years and had been doing it all along when she was out.
Niall, is that relationship still,
no.
still a live
no,
relationship?
No.
Because
no.
there's been a fundamental breach in trust in that relationship.
Yeah.
And I would say here with your man, there's been a fundamental breach in trust. If she knew 12 years ago that he liked wearing her clothes, would she have stayed with him? Would
Probably
she have
not.
Had two kids with him? Would
no.
she have gotten married to him? Probably not. She would have gone and met someone else. So I can understand her sense of betrayal. Mm. Her friends are thinking, you're making a big deal out of this. But her friend's not in the situation.
Yeah.
I can see where she's coming from. And I think
our friend is saying she should support him, you know.
Lord. I feel him under pressure.
I'm sorry, but support him. You know, he wants. It's not as if he's just doing this at home, where it's going to be. You know, as you said, it's not a kink thing. It's not as if he's just doing it in a bedroom. He wants to do it in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants. Like, is he? Does he have gender dysphoria? If he wants to do this in public, is he? You know, is he going to become another Caitlyn Jenner? Is that what she's asking here? And like, how far on is this going to go for him?
I interviewed a woman going back about 6 months ago on the podcast, and she was called a trans widow. That was the name mm-hmm. they gave. And a similar situation, she married a man's man. He was a trucker. He was a real man's man. And nice looking lady, nice girl. And real, she came across like they were a real Stepford family. You know what I mean? Very, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Typical American family, two kids. And then all of a sudden, one day he said to her, as part of the sexual act, would you mind, you know, if I dressed up, you know, in women's underwear? And she just thought, oh, it's a sexual fetish. I'll go along with that. You know what I mean? Whatever. And then, you know, she started noticing he was doing it when she wasn't around. And then within 2 years, he was permanently walking around in women's clothes. And within 5 years, he wanted a divorce and he was marrying another transgender.
Yeah.
So
it could be describing this woman's future. Like, it could be a case that she accepts this, and then the next thing she's asked to accept, and the next thing she's asked to accept, and...
It may not be the case. He may just have a fetish for wearing women's clothes. He may never want to change his gender.
Makes it sound like there's a sexual thing to it, Niall.
Mm.
By the sounds of things, like your fetishes may not be a 24/7 thing. Like, it's, you know, he wants to do this in public with other people around. I don't know if that counts as being a fetish or not.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Mick. Mick, hi.
How you doing, Niall? How's things?
Good. Now, it says on my screen, Mick says, let him wear what he wants.
I'll let him off. It could be just, it doesn't say on the email how old he is. It could be just a phase that he wants to go through, or it's a midlife crisis scenario, or something like that. Like, there's no way, my opinion, there's no way he can hide that sort of secret for 12 years without the wife, unless she's really silly and she didn't cop on or didn't know anything. Or maybe, like he says, he could be too shy to say it. But I take, let him at it. Like I said, it could be a midlife crisis. It could be just...
Let him at it. So what? You just go along with it, like?
Go along with it and see where it goes. You know, maybe he'd do it for a couple of times, and maybe he just might say, you know what, this is not for me. You know, it just could be a midlife crisis thing, or some little thing there that he wants to try out. I wouldn't think
so,
that
he... How long does she go along with it for?
She's with him 12 years, apparently.
Billy said, how long should he go along with it for? Should she go along with it for a couple of months? For a few years? How long?
I don't know. Look, give him a chance. Come to some agreement. If he wants to try it, let him do it around the house. And look, make some sort of agreement. Like, as I said, it could be just some midlife crisis. Like, let's flip it over there for a minute. Right. Like, yeah, you have women going around there dressed as men, and there's no one telling that to help. Well, it's a man that wants to dress as a woman.
Hold on. To be fair, men's clothes tend to be quite unisex. Women's clothes are specifically designed for women, for their bodies.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a difference. You can't compare the two.
And also, there's two kids involved in this situation as well. You don't know what age. The kids
are young. Young.
Years, I'm going to assume they're primary school level kids.
Yeah.
You know, daddy, why is your dad dressing like?
Why
a
is
woman?
Your dad a dress?
You know, this decision, this proclivity of his is going to have knock-on effects for his kids as well as his wife, as well as his relationship with other people, you know?
It might, like I said, it could be just a phase that he's going through.
But have you got kids? Have you got kids, Mick?
I've eight.
Oh, that's right, yeah. How would your kids feel if you wander down the stairs tomorrow morning, you know, with your Victoria's Secret's bra on you and a little dress.
You wouldn't catch me any of them. I'm what's called a man manly.
Exactly. Exactly. So the point I'm making is, how do you think your kids would feel if they saw you looking like that?
I'd
be disturbed, wouldn't they?
I honestly don't know, to be honest with you. I couldn't tell you what they think. But I for me personally, I wouldn't do it. But obviously, this man has some sort of sense that he wants to try it.
Mick, this is what his wife thought. His wife thought he was a man's man. His wife didn't think he'd do something like this. Here he is doing it now. So, you know, her reaction is her reaction. Her thoughts on this are, you know, completely valid. Her reaction to this is just as valid as his want to do it.
But to be fair, like, in all honesty, like, he's with her, or she's with him 12 years. Like, to have to be... This is an ongoing thing for a number of years that he was trying to hide. It has to be some sort of she should have picked up on something, some little thing, like, you know, she can't be that naive.
not necessarily, Mick. I did say to Billy, I knew somebody in this position many years ago, and the husband did do this. Now, they ended up divorcing in the end. But the husband did do this. But he had been doing it since he was like 16. And she didn't know when she met him that he was doing this. Then they got married. She still didn't know. Well, he was doing it when she was out. And he had a secret stash of clothes in a bag hidden in the house.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Like, that's one thing that you mentioned. But for him to come out like this and speak to his wife, like, if he is... Like stressing in women's clothes. What's it called?
Cross-dressers?
Is that what you call them?
Cross-dressing, yeah.
Right, whatever you want. For him to come to his wife, right, for example, if he's been like that since, I would say, 16, 17 years of age, and for him to come to his wife and say, look, I want to dress in women's clothes, I want to go out public, for him to take that chance to her, it means that she means a lot to him, so he could actually reveal this. Let's call it the dark secret that he had. You know,
like no one's saying that what he's doing is wrong or anything of the such. But you know, this isn't what she signed up for. It's not what she signed up for.
Well, you seem quite sympathetic towards him, Mick. Are you sympathetic towards him?
No, look, it's the day we're living in. It's the year that we're living in. I'm not sympathetic.
What, just because other people are doing it, it's okay? Just because it's 2024, live and let live, like?
Like, I could be sympathetic to him. You know, obviously your man has been carrying on with this for a number of years. He's been probably living in fear that his wife would
catch him out. Yeah.
And he's finally got the courage up to sit down with her and talk to her about it. But the fact of the matter is, he still lied to her for a number of years, you know.
But even if he didn't lie, let's say he only started doing it that week, right? And I'm taking on board what Mick is saying. If she met when she met him, he disclosed, you know, at 17 or 18 when they met first as young loves. Listen, I love dressing up as a woman, and she was okay with that. That's fine. But essentially, Mick, she's been married to a man who she thought was a man's man, as you rightly said earlier on. And now all of a sudden it turns out he wants to express his feminine side. That's not what she wants. That's not what she married. So she's married a fraud.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call him a fraud. He probably still does everything that a normal man does. All he wants to do is test out his feminine side. Like I said, it's probably a phrase that
test
he
out his feminine. You know, Mick, I don't think I have a feminine side. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sympathetic and empathetic and I'm understanding and I'm sensitive to feminine issues. But I don't think I have a feminine side.
Yeah, I know, that could be the wrong word I use.
No. I understand what you're saying. But I consider myself a man. I wouldn't wear high heels.
But you're not going to go and you know, like, you're not going to go and put on makeup or women's clothes, Niall,
no.
I think is what you're saying.
No.
But, like, the other thing is, he's not told her the truth about this for 12 years. The question has to be in the back of her mind, what else has he told me about?
But hang on, let me just get a female perspective on this as well. Hi, Tina, how are you?
Hey, Niall.
I'm good, Tina. What would you do in this situation? You heard Mick. Mick said, she'll let him at it.
Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of rolling a cigarette. It's rolled now.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Listen to all of you. It's so funny. I am obviously, Mick has 6 children, God bless him. So his wife probably realized he was absolutely, totally man's man. Absolute minimum by child 2 or 3. Do you know what I mean? So fair play to him, but for me, a real man loves a lady, and a real lady loves a real man. Now, in the year 2024, there's too many in-betweeners, to be fair. you lose count of them, and half of them, they come with an alphabet. You know.
Okay, if your other half, if you were with a guy, and he came along to you one night and said, listen, would you mind if I, dressed up walking around the house in your clothes?
First of all, I'd say I would, followed by he'd be gone by the end of the day. Period.
There you go, Mick. Gone, Mick. Gone.
Period. I'm not being funny, right? Men love watching two women together.
Not all men.
The obvious.
Not all men.
Most men. Oh, come on. Get back to the olden days when people were people, right? Anyway, men loved watching women. But men absolutely hated, real men hated watching two men together. And I was chatting with my friend here tonight and I said to her, but you know what? Now we're 2024 and it doesn't matter what man you look like. You nearly feel like there's a bit of gay in all of them. And let me put it out there. I'm all for gays. I have a gay brother and a gay daughter. Let me put that out there. So I'm not. I'm totally objective where this is concerned. But, I mean, if I was with a man, you look twice at another man, I'd be going, really? I'd be looking at him. I'd be going, really? No.
But this has nothing to do with being gay. There's no indication this guy is gay. Let's not confuse the two issues, by the way, because gay people or gay men don't necessarily want to dress as women, by the way, or be in touch with their feminine side.
He puts on a thong. There's absolutely nothing gay about that. Puts on a thong.
That's a sexual fetish, yeah.
A pair of stockings. There's nothing gay about that either. Of course there isn't. Then he might put the heels on before he puts the dress on, because that's where it gets kind of difficult. Then he has to pull the back of that dress up. Then he has to put maybe a wig on, maybe not. Maybe he has nice long hair. Maybe he's a biker. And then he goes to his wife's makeup. Ooh, sham, look at this. Oh, I got makeup here. Does that sound like a man to you?
Sounds like a lot of effort.
It does, yes, yeah.
When you say it like that.
There's a lot going on there, isn't there? This has too much work to me, to be honest with you. A pair of jeans and a shirt will do me fine.
I'm watching Burlesque right now, right?
Yeah.
Myself and my friend here, we're watching Burlesque for maybe the millionth time. And Christina Aguilera is that hot. Number one, she turned me in it. And believe me, I love men. And not only that, but the guy who is acting opposite her, she's the musician, he's the actor. He has to look at her with an island between them and he's leaning over it, because I reckon every single take they took, he could not have had an erection looking at this woman. That's what I mean about a man and a woman.
Now, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Oh, some of the comments that are coming in. Niall, live and let live. I don't think my wife would mind if I dressed up in her clothes. Try it out, pal. See how you get on. let's just see how you get on there, okay? You just go home to your missus there tonight now and say, listen, love, do you mind if I dash on your Victoria's Secrets there and see what happens? Now, if you're doing it as part of a sexual act and that's your bag, you know what I mean, you want to do a bit of role playing or something like that and you're into it, wouldn't be my bag, but if it's your bag, you fire away, and I'm sure your missus will be okay with that. Well, maybe she will, maybe she won't, I don't know. But in saying that, this doesn't seem to be some sort of sexual fetish in the bedroom. Mick is saying live and let live. Sure, look, it's just a phase he's going through. He'll probably come out of this. Maureen, hi.
Hi, Niall.
Mick is saying it's just a phase. He might be grand.
Oh, I know. It's just a phase. It's just the midlife crisis.
Yeah, phase, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, if it was me, he could go have a midlife crisis somewhere else. But he wouldn't be having it in-house with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd go a step further. I would not allow him anywhere near children, if they were young, dressed like that either. He'd see them dressed as their father. He could take his crisis and whatever else is bothering him, and he could do it somewhere else, because he would be out the door the following morning.
There you go, Mick.
In the night, and he'd be out the door.
Mick, he'd be out the door, Mick.
Like I said before, she has her opinion. We don't know what sort of a person this man is. Or this, his wife is. Right? We don't know, like, who's the stronger in the relationship. Me, personally, I'm just taking it, my opinion. It took a lot of balls, they shoot the pun, for him to come out and express the way that he did to his wife. I understand what that lady's saying there. Not near the kids, none of that. I totally agree with her. But there's something there. She should try and support him. Maybe he needs a little bit of help. You know, go and get some bit of help or whatever. She needs to try and support him some little bit.
Okay, well hang on. No. So Maureen, should he support him?
No. I certainly wouldn't support him. I mean, she's married him for 12 years.
Hmm.
You see, people will say, well, she should have noticed something, right? But you see, people can hide things.
Oh, they can. Right. I know somebody who did do exactly that and hid it for years. Years.
Yeah, they can be doing things practically under your nose and still hiding it.
Hmm.
So, but you see, if you notice, maybe someone else might notice, this is getting, it's becoming more common.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You know,
I mean, cross-dressing was always, there were always cross-dressers, but that's what it was referred to, yeah.
Yeah, but it's becoming a bit more, and again, it's because of the time we're in, you see. But I tell you, what he is, he's selfish, because now he wants children to accept this. He wants to go in public with his children like this. Not happening, mate, you're gone.
Okay, well, hang on, let me just go to...
You know what I would do as well?
Yeah.
Any love for him I had would be buried right there, and they'd be putting tombstone on it.
Oh, okay. Let me just go to Steve. Steve, hi.
That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
A bit extreme, all right. Well, no, she's saying she'd leave him. She'd leave him, that's for sure, yeah.
Right, so...
Don't think she meant in the literal sense, by the way. Go on.
Here's the thing. Scots wore kilts. Vikings used to wear dresses. Romans wore togas. The point of what I'm saying is, this is a societal thing. That's all it is. If this guy wants to wear a dress because it makes him feel good, who gives a shit? Now, he may not have told his wife that this is something that he enjoys doing, but I wonder why he wouldn't have done that. Maybe because of opinions like Maureen's, where he was terrified to be himself because of judgment from people over material that drapes your body, because that's all clothes is, material that drapes your body. Some people like to wear leather. Some people like to wear chaps.
And by the way, Steve, that's fine. If you want to run around tomorrow in a little small mini skirt with a long pair of stockings on you and high heels and a wig and makeup, you fire away and do it. But don't lie to somebody when you meet them. Let the person that you meet and fall in love with know what you are and who you are.
No, bullshit, Niall, bullshit. Why do you think people lie?
No, you're missing the point I'm making. I'm sure there are other people out there like you, Steve, who don't mind, and that's fine too. But what I'm saying is, if you meet somebody, the whole secret to a good relationship is honesty.
Yes, I understand that, Niall, and that's stupid.
He's being dishonest.
I will ask you the question again. Why do you think in this man's situation he could have lied? No, I'll give you a hint.
Because you don't have to give me a hint, because he knew she'd react the way she did. Yeah.
Absolutely. So
he should have never inveigled her into a relationship with the first time.
Inveigled into a relationship. So what? You had a bloody secret. That's a bit of an overreaction, Niall. It's people like you and there's people like Maureen that hold the world back. Because here's the thing, you know, but genuinely, for somebody who's a Christian or Catholic, like Maureen
Christian.
Thing is, you know, she shouldn't be judging this man whatsoever.
Excuse me, Steve, can I address something you just said?
Yeah,
You're on about Romans and they were wearing dresses, and you're on about the Scots and
Correct.
The kilts. Why exactly did Scots wear kilts? What was the function of the kilt?
I don't know. I'm sure you're going to educate me on that.
Well, I'm a Scots woman and I know what the function of the kilt is, right?
Please, tell me.
The Romans may have worn dresses, as you call them, togas. The Scots wore kilts, but they didn't dress up and pretend they were women.
They wore makeup.
And every woman, when she's getting married to a man, she's marrying a man. She's not marrying a sissy.
Maureen,
and I'll judge him if I want to. Don't you tell me that I'm judgmental because you were rude one night when I was on with you. Right?
No, Maureen, so you are being judgmental.
If you don't like it, so what?
Maureen, hold on
a minute. That's my opinion, and it's my business.
Maureen, the reason why I'm pointing out
you... You can point all you like because I'm not listening to you, right?
Maureen,
I don't even want to engage with you ever again.
I'm sure you don't. Of course you don't.
And Maureen,
Sorry, can we all just both... Let's both parties just calm down. Can we all calm down? Both. Let's relax. Everybody relax. Now, sorry.
I didn't snap.
Okay, Steve, make the point. Go on, make the point you want to make.
Okay, my point is, Niall, that for somebody who is Christian or Catholic, she's being very judgmental. You know, the Bible says, "Don't judge."
But you're being also judgmental by accusing others of being judgmental. So
that's
you're
fine,
being judgmental.
I don't believe in the Bible, Niall.
But that doesn't matter. But that's irrelevant. What I'm saying is, we're all entitled to be judgmental. We're all entitled to have an opinion.
Absolutely. I
and if Maureen's companion comes from a Christian background, we're well and good.
I would expect more from Maureen. That's my point. I expected more. I expected somebody with a little bit more compassion than to say...
I think on a lot of issues, Maureen has a lot of compassion.
No, hold on, Niall. Hold on.
Just on this one, she doesn't.
Niall, hold on. She said a tombstone. That's compassion, is it? For a guy who chooses to wear, you know, material over his body that doesn't suit her narrative?
No, I don't think she meant that in the literal sense. She meant she'd leave him.
I meant he'd be gone.
He'd be gone. Yeah, she didn't literally mean she was going to kill somebody.
I have the right to judge if it was my husband any way I would want to in that situation. Right?
Okay, well, hang on, both of you. Stay there, both of you. Let me just bring Billy back in on this.
My Christianity as
okay.
well.
Okay,
let me... button it.
Okay.
Drop it.
Okay, let's just go back to Billy. Let's leave Maureen's religion out of it. Billy.
You summoned me back. What can I do?
I summoned you back, Billy, because obviously Steve believes live and let live. You know, the Scots wear their kilts. The Romans wore their, you know, skirts. Into battle. Togas.
The
togas. They also wore military. They wore kilts as well, or like skirts.
I agree with Steve. Live and let live. However, this gentleman lied to his wife. He didn't lie for 1 year. He lied for 12 years. It's not as if it's something that he's just discovered, Steve. He's been keeping this under the wraps for the last 12 years. She's built a relationship with him. She's built a life with him. She's had 2 kids with him. And now he springs it on her after 12 years.
Well, now, he should have said nothing. I agree with that. He should have kept his mouth closed. If he kept it this long, I would agree with that. But I will ask you the same question, Billy. You know, why do you think that he didn't tell her?
Well, Steve, obviously he didn't tell her because he wanted a relationship with her. But what I'm saying to you is because of that, the whole relationship is built on weak foundations. He has built that relationship on a lie.
No.
Yes.
A single lie. I can guarantee you that 99% of relationships, there's some sort of lies in it.
But Steve, this is a lie that he has perpetuated over a 12-year period. He most likely has been wearing her clothes or has a collection of women's clothes that he has been wearing in secret over 12 years.
Billy, this is not a small lie. Like, I spent 400 quid on the PlayStation and not 300. This is not a small lie. This is his very identity.
Yeah, and like he now feels comfortable enough to express that identity to her
and his children.
But Steve, she does not have to accept that identity.
No, she doesn't. You're absolutely right.
She is under no obligation to accept that. She does not have to be happy with it. She can question it, and she can question the basis of their relationship over the last 12 years because of that lie.
You are absolutely correct. She is allowed to feel the way she is feeling. She was entitled to her feelings. But my opinion on all of this is the reason why she's feeling that way, I can guarantee it isn't the fact that, oh, he lied to me for 12 years. It's because it's a shock. It's because, oh, my God, my husband wore... well, my husband wears women's clothes, which is society.
It's not just a shock. By the way, you can get over a shock. You know, a shock is, I'm trying to think of another analogy. It's not, like, a shock is something that, oh, I didn't know that, but hey, we can work through it. You know, that's a kind of shock, Steve. This is something that's ongoing.
Why couldn't you walk through that? Why couldn't you walk through that, Niall? You're saying that
if I was a woman, I wouldn't work through it.
So hold on, Niall. So what you're saying is, so this is something people can't work through. That's what you just said.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can't work through it. A lot of women won't work through something like that. I can guarantee you, the vast majority of women who are listening to the show, if you said your husband wants to dress up in your clothes and your underwear and wear makeup, you know, on a permanent basis, or going out into public, or with the kids in the house and everything else, they wouldn't accept it. The majority of women wouldn't.
There are plenty of people out there who have had affairs and they've walked through that. There's plenty of people out there who have walked through a hell of a lot more than what material is great.
I'm not saying they haven't, and that's entirely up to them. But the majority of women would not put up with that. Amanda, hang on. Amanda, my producer's like, Amanda, would you put up with it? No, she said she wouldn't.
Of course, but Steve, here's the thing. You are all so convinced that this is your own personal opinion. It's not. It's because this is what is accepted in society. I promise you. Think outside the box for a minute.
Put yourself in her shoes for a second. Put yourself in her shoes.
It's a bit of a pun there, yeah.
Figuratively.
Put yourself in her underwear.
For a minute, right? You're going out with this guy for 12 years, and you're completely oblivious to the fact that he has been dressing up possibly in your clothes for a number of those years, and now he breaks it to you. You're going to have to question, what else has he told me?
Do me a favour, both of you, stay there, because I'm kind of pushed for time here and I want to get Tomas on as well. Tomas, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall.
How are you doing? You? Good. Tomas, do you see anything wrong with this situation?
There is a problem with your cases, because you're always taking a very difficult cases. Because in my opinion, he should consider that as a couple, not as himself and her self, just together, because they are married married for 12 years. I don't know why everyone assuming that he's lying, because it could be developed in the last year, for example, and he's find out he's like it and he want to do it. That's my opinion.
And do you think she should put up with it? Do you think she should support him?
I don't know. If she can't support him, that's a problem. That means they have to find out the together way to go through this, because he want to do that. She don't want to do that. And if they don't find the way together through this, there's no other option, just the divorce.
But you said to Amanda, that's on my screen here, he's not harming anybody. Yes. That was your line. He's not harming it. But he is harming people. But he's harming his family, because obviously this is bringing a problem in the family. He's harming his children. And Maureen was quite clear about that what are the children going to think when daddy comes down the stairs wearing mammy's clothes? You know, that's quite confusing.
I said, Amanda, if he's not harming anyone, that means I don't see any problem with that. And the
sorry, Maureen, go ahead there, Maureen.
He is. He's harming his children, especially psychologically.
Why you think he's harming his children?
Because they're not going to understand why their father is suddenly dressing as their mother. What part of this don't people understand?
Why is psychological abuse. Understand that?
It is damaging to young children.
Why do you think it's damaging?
Why are you assuming they will not accept it?
And
they don't have to accept it, and they shouldn't accept it.
It isn't fair.
Because it isn't right.
I mean, how would it feel for the kids? I'm assuming they're young, because they're only married 7 years together, 12 years. How would it feel for the kids when daddy arrives at the school gate to pick them up from school? And he's wearing a long black number and high heel shoes and a wig. I mean, how is that going to feel for the children?
It's going to be embarrassing, Noel.
Very embarrassing.
At the end, But at the end of the, at the end of the day, that it's embarrassing for a very stupid reason, societal. And actually, Niall,
but it's not, it's not societal. It's not just societal or the stereotype of how a man dresses and a woman dresses. It's about masculinity and femininity, which are very important in society.
Okay, okay, Niall, and who developed the women's clothes in the first place? It was men. Well, actually, just before, I know you have to...
Not necessarily men. Women's clothes were designed to fit women's bodies because women's bodies are very different to men.
Right, just let me get something out, you go.
Yeah.
I want to say to Maureen, Maureen, I swear to God, I can't remember what I said to you the other night that upset you so much. I really love you as a caller. I think you're a great caller. I agree with you 90% of the times. If I said something that upset you, I genuinely apologise. I just thought you were a bit tougher and you would have been able to take my arguments.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Can't say any more than that. Maureen, did you hear that?
I did, yeah.
Okay, do you accept his apology? Can we all be friends?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, lads, ladies, Tomás, Billy, Steve, Maureen, thank you very much indeed, all of you. I've got to move on. I've got to go to my guests this evening. Thank you very much. A lot of your texts, by the way, coming in. Oh, somebody said Steve has been the bigger man. Ah, there you go. Steve, leave Maureen alone. She's 100% correct. Somebody says, Niall, Maureen always spot on the money. Niall, why is Stephen believe he is always right? Gagging to get on. Please let me on. Everyone can wear and pretend to be what he, she likes. Yeah, okay. Steve's logic is just because there are tribes who go around naked. Anyone in Ireland should be allowed to do this too. Yeah, that's a good point. I actually never thought of that one. There you go.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.